Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus?
Like this. It's an independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean, upside down double, U-A to the Y-S, we the best, yeah we fight, not a test, our radio slides in the old wagon set, like you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit, bars crewing into and we sold it, come through and we can show you we support that local
everything,
online radio,
independent everything.
Another exciting episode of Independent Everything. I am your host, Franz, the Hybrid One. I am the executive for Metal and Music Records and the host of allthingsfranz.com radio and All Things Hybrid radio show, respectively. And I just knew that my co-hosts were going to be here today because they were so excited about today's guest. And let me tell you about today's guest. Today's guest is live with Crump, rap hip-hop artist, Kentucky Boy. DeJuan Hobson, stage name Kentucky Boy, is a man who grew up in the mean streets of Hopkinsville, Kentucky. He started rapping and freestyling at the age of 10. Although he never graduated from high school, he has always dreamed of becoming a rap superstar. Throughout DeJuan's life, he has sold drugs, been in and out of jail, and has been shot, as a matter of fact. You would assume that he's the typical rapper, but Mr. Hobson is a changed man. In fact, he's a very talented musical artist who now tours with the multi-platinum rap group out of Kentucky known as Nappy Roots. DeJuan, a.k.a. Kentucky Boy, is not only the total package in the hip-hop industry, but he creates fans based on his struggle, dedication, and hot creative style. People can relate to his music because he makes crump, gangster, and real-life hit songs. Kentucky Boy is the next big artist that the world needs to watch out for in the up-and-coming future. He wants the world to know that Kentucky is not a country, it's not as country as it seems. In fact, DeJuan states, don't talk about Kentucky and the crops on our farm because we will pierce your potato and suckle your corn. What's going on, man? How are you? Kentucky? Let's try this again.
What's happening, brother? What's happening,
there
brother?
You are. There you are. I had to put you out and put you back in to get you live. How are you, man? I know right off the bat, everybody wants to know how and when you became an act touring with the Nappy Roots, man. Tell me how that came to pass.
Hey, man, check this out. This hasn't really happened, bro. No traveling, no second and traveling. I got out of prison in 2001, man. From there, I wanted to just move away from Hopkinsville, man, and try to get my life straight, you know. I'm from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, so I moved down to Franklin, Kentucky, man, just to try to get away from, you know, my old life that I was living, man, in the streets. So I moved down here. And I met a lady, which is my wife now, named Dana Baker, man. And her best friend knew Big V from Nappy Roots. And they kept telling me that they was going to take me to meet him. But I kept telling them, you know, they lied. You know what I'm saying? I was like, y'all don't know no Big V from no Nappy Roots, man. And they kept saying they did. So every day I would just rap. And I would rap and I would rap and I would rap. And then the girl was like, hey, you know what, DeJuan? I'm going to take you to see Vito today. I was like, well, let's go, if y'all serious. So they took me to Big V crib, man. It's a real true story. I knocked on the door. He came to the door. His cousin was standing at the door. And she said, this is the boy DeJuan I've been telling you about. She said, I know you've been dealing with all them other rappers, but they ain't got nothing on this guy right here. So he was like, well, man, okay. Ain't no need of all the talking. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. You make a song to it. Come back once you got the song, and let's see what it is. So what I did, I took the beat. I came back with a song, me and my little brother, which is named Ramon Hobson, King Ree, and this was back in 04 when we did this. I came back with the song, and then from there, ever since then, man, it just, it been on, man. And then a bad tragedy happened, you know, in 2005. My brother was killed in a car wreck, man. And I really wanted to give up on rapping, just to tell you the truth. So I just chilled out for a little bit with the rapping. And then V inspired me, man, to get back, you know, back to it, man. And then they took me out on a 100-city tour. And we went everywhere, bro. We went everywhere. And like I said, you know, I was like, you know, I had to pick myself up and realize, you know, my brother, we were struggling to try to get into the game, not for me to leave it, then that something happened to him. So I knew he wouldn't be happy, man, if I just stopped rapping. So I'm back out, you know, I got back at it, man, and went after on that 100 City tour, man, with Vito them, and it's been on ever since, brother.
Hey, man, that's one of the grand stories for the book, man. I'm sitting there with a kill bump. This is how it happened for you. It happens different for everybody, but it does happen if you keep pushing and you believe in what you're doing. I think that's what you're doing. Real quick, man, well, I want to get into one of your tracks and let everybody hear what the Kentucky Boy sound is all about. This call.
Okay.
Y'all check it out. Hold on a second. There you go. Now let me get to the queue, and I know why. Hold on a second. Let me close some of this. Maybe. Now we can get it, I think. Here we go.
So I can don't. bitches for tripping on a motherfucker. Beat a bitch up for hitting on a motherfucker. Popping pills and I ain't trying to hear nothing. Nose full of sauce, bitch, I can't feel nothing. Fuck with me, though, we can get it on. And fuck your homeboy, nigga, he can get it wrong. We'll see who's who when the lights come on. Kentucky, stand up, this is another fight song.
Yeah. So, after Don't Be in the Club, yeah, doing the damn thing. So the Natural Roots is on production on that?
Yeah, you said Big V is on that track right there. It's my song featuring Big V from Natural Roots.
Okay. That's big, man. That's big. And the song is hot. Tell us about, or give us the definition, your definition of crump music.
My definition of crunk music is like that music to get you hype in the club, man. That Lil Jon type music, that's that crunk music. You know, that crunk music is when you get in there and you hear that beat, you know, it just makes you want to jump. You know, you just can't control yourself. You know how I hate to put it in the same category as this, but you know sometimes when you're in church and they playing them drums and them songs and things, they get the thing right, and you just get the feeling it, man, you know, it makes you want to do something. It's kind of like the same feeling, man, being in the club and you hearing that right beat, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, then not only with just the beat, that chords come in, and if that chords is rocking, it just takes you to, it seems like it takes you to another place, man. You just be in there, you know, just get to acting up, man. You know, and that's that crunk music, you know, that's my definition of, you know, of the crunk music.
In church, they call it, you get the Holy Ghost. And I guess...
Yeah, that's what they call it.
real talk. Okay, so now you are touring with the Nappy Roots. You're doing your thing, and you got your solo act going on. What do you think, if you had to, I guess, give one piece of advice to an artist that's aspiring to be where you are, tell me what you would tell them.
My main thing that I would tell a person is trying to get to where I am right now is believe in yourself, bro. My main thing that I can say is believe in yourself. And I can't stress that enough, bro, by saying believe in yourself. A lot of people grow up feeling like that they can't do this. They can't do that. But at the same, you know what I'm saying, in my life and in my world, the way I grew up, I was that same type of way.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to a point to where I feel like, man, look, I'm going to keep at this. I'm going to keep doing it. And one day somebody going to see me or something going to happen. So at the end of the day, the only thing I can say, man, is believe in yourself. Don't never let nobody tell you cannot do nothing, because you can do anything that you want to do. Just like I tell my kids, you know, they younger, daddy, I can't do it. Don't ever say that. Don't never say it. Because you can do whatever you put your mind to. You understand what I'm saying? Just like it happened for anybody else, it can happen for you, bro. You know, people in this music game, and they in this music game for a reason. They in this music game because they didn't give up. They had a goal, and they accomplished what their goal was set for. They accomplished it. They wanted to be in this music business. That's why they in this music business. You see what I'm saying? And with I wanted to be in this music business, and that's why I never gave up, period. You know, I heard several no's. You know, and that's the thing about it. You're going to hear several no's. That's just like if you go out and try for a basketball team. If you ain't good like that coach wants you to be, most likely you're going to get cut. But that don't mean not to try out next year.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean that. So if you got a goal, the only thing I can tell you is to go at that goal. Me, I went at what I knew. I went at what I wanted. Hey, and I'm just, you know, I'm here. I'm where I want to be right now. You know, I'm comfortable where I'm at with this music business. And don't get me wrong. I'm trying to go to the next level with it. But right now, I'm comfortable. I'm getting paid shows. I've been touring the world, you know. And the first thing artists got to understand is that you got to pay your dues in this music business. Don't think that you're going to make a song and then jump straight into the music business, because that's not going to happen.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people feel like that I be...
I think we lost you.
I said most people think I'm stuck up, but I'm not stuck up like that, bro. I tell people the truth.
Yeah.
If you come at me for advice, I give you the truth. If you don't want the truth, then I feel like I don't want an artist to come to me and ask me for my opinion. You see
right.
what I'm saying? I'm a true guy. I'm not a yes man. I have never been a yes man. Even Big V from Nappy Roots come to me and ask me about my opinion on songs. About my opinion on songs. This guy done sold
right.
5 million records. Grammy
right.
nominated twice. I ain't did none of that. But he come to me and asked me how I feel about these songs before he put them out. And
right.
like I tell artists, I tell them all day that you have to pay your dues in this game. This game is not going to be given to you. With me, I started off with Nappy Roots by knowing Big V. Big V took me to the group from there. When he took
right.
me to that group, I didn't only perform. I did security for him. I drove the tour van. I did all type of work to get where I'm at right now. So it's not just going to be
right.
given to you.
Right.
And a lot
That's
of these
right.
artists, they make these songs and think that, hey, I'm the best now. They make a song and think that they good. But you ain't nobody heard it, but you and your cousin and them.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's not,
yeah,
and that's nothing. That's nothing, because when you let your friends and your cousin hear your song and they tell you it's the best, them your yes man's right there, because them that's your partner, and that's your cousin. You need to take that music to people that ain't never heard your stuff before. Like when I did that 100 City tour, this was people that ain't never heard my music. I'm in New York, Philly, Boston, Texas, man, I'm everywhere, and all of them just took to it, bruh. And I'm telling you, it was days that, bruh, I was so happy, it made me, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to cry sometimes, because I was just so
yeah.
happy at how people was taking to my song, bruh. It was crazy, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. It was
yeah.
just crazy how people was taking to the song, and it just messed me all up. I'm just be straight up front. And people coming to me asking me for my autograph, and I'm like, are you serious? You know what I'm saying?
Because yeah.
I'm a dude from the hood, bro. And I'm like, I'm a real street dude, though. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people say they real street dudes, but I'm a real street dude like Yo Gotti was in the streets. Like
right.
a real street dude. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, bro, it trips me out when people be like, people now walk up to me and hey, can I take pictures? Can I get your autograph? And I be like, y'all can't be serious. Y'all got to be joking.
Yeah.
Is this a game? You know what I'm saying? So.
Right,
like I
right.
said, man, at the end of the day, man, it's just a beautiful thing, man, to be able to do what I want to do, man, with this music business and to make money from it. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, don't get me wrong, I'm not where I want to be all the way, but I'm saying I could call myself a professional rapper because I get paid to rap.
Right. Making money from your passion.
Yeah.
You're making
yeah.
money from your passion. You.
Yes, sir.
What is the scene like in Kentucky? Are there a lot of undiscovered artists in Kentucky? Is the rap and hip-hop scene, is it vibrant?
It's a lot of unknown Kentucky artists. There's a lot of Kentucky artists down here. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of good Kentucky artists down here. It's just like the A, but what I don't like about Kentucky, we can't come together like they do in the A. The A jumped it off, and they came all together and linked everybody else that's in, down in the A. They linking them in. We can't
yeah.
come together like that in Kentucky, because it's always one brother hating on the other.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So we can't really just link up like that. It's always, oh, I'm better than you, or I'm better than this, or I'm better than that, or I'm better than this. You see what I'm saying? So it's always something about like that. So people don't never just be straight up, you know, and want to link up together. So like I said,
yeah.
I done got with a couple of guys right now you know, my new guy, the guys I'm messing with, and I don't know if y'all got my new record, but I got a new record right now that the Nerve DJs is breaking right now. DJ Johnny O, shout out to him, man. He came to me and asked me for a dime. He heard the record. He heard the record, man, and said, man, look, I want to try to take this record to a whole nother level for you. I want to break this record, man. Shout out to all the Nerve DJs, man, across the world, man. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all everywhere, but y'all mainly right down here in the Midwest, man, breaking everybody's records and stuff. So I just appreciate, man, Johnny O looking out for me. I got a new song called Push Him Down to the Flow. I got a dude named Jay Hall, go by the name Jay Reezy. I got my boy Jay Midnight, you know what I'm saying? His real name, you know what I'm saying? Braxton Bass. So, you know, they on my new record. And if y'all ain't got my new record, man, I need to get my new record to y'all. It's called Push Him Down to the Flow, man. Then Stomp Him, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Crunk Music again.
As you know, I am a Nerve DJ. Shout out to Johnny O and Big Hef. We put a lot of artists on, man, the largest coalition of DJs in the world, and we do what we say we do. We break your tracks, not your stacks, real talk. And so this is one of the ways that we do it via the shows like Independent Everything, AllThingsFronz.com Radio, and All Things Hybrid Radio via the Spreaker Network. And so, yeah, I want to say that if you guys are not familiar with the Nerve DJs, you can go to NerveDJsMixtapes.com. You know, get yourself put on. If you have anybody that is hosting for you, I'd love to host for you. So get at me. This is an example of what we do via the Nerve DJs and breaking these new tracks. And we definitely need to get the new one so we can get it in rotation on both of my music and music video shows for sure, Kentucky Boy. I want to give you a chance to give your shout outs, your accolades, and your credits. And then definitely make sure that the family, friends, and fans know how to link up with you, whether it's just the average Joe Blow fan that just wants to be able to follow your music, or the business entity that want to put you on some kind of, you know, business plot or whatever, man. So make sure to articulate clearly to them, first of all, again, your accolades, your shout-outs, your credits, and then how they can link up with you.
Hey, you know, first of all, man, you know, it's your boy again, Kentucky Boy, man. I definitely want to give a shout out, man, to the Hip Hop BET Awards weekend, man, the expo, man. I'll be at the Hip Hop BET Awards Expo this year. They let me perform, man, down in Atlanta, Georgia. So, hey, you know, if anybody down that way and y'all want to come out, man, to the, you know, Hip Hop BET Awards Expo, man, come and check your boy, Kentucky Boy, out. I'll be down there from the 9th through the 11th. I'll probably be performing on the 9th and the 10th, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to my boy Big V from Nappy Roots. We got that new video, too. I know what a cinch look like. You can find that on iTunes, man. You know what I'm saying? Vito Banger, V-I-T-O-B-A-N-G-A. You know what I'm saying? Vito Banger. You got to go check that out. Future Kentucky Boy, I know what a cinch look like. You can also find my Akadonkey video on YouTube, too. You know what I'm saying? KY Boy / you know, a Future Big V, you know, a Vito Banger. You can also find that on YouTube. Shout out again to my guy, Jay Reezy. Shout out to my boy, man, Jay Midnight. Shout out also to my little brother, Tay Edwards, man. He got his new label, Family First Entertainment, bro, and them guys is really making moves right now. You know what I'm saying? I want to give that shout out especially to my brother, man. You know, he's doing his thing right now. He's spending money. He's trying to get his artists to that next level. You got a lot of people that want to be independent out here, but they don't understand it takes money to be independent. If you ain't got that independent money, then you really can't be independent because it costs to be independent. A lot of people like, Neil, oh, we don't want to deal with the majors. We don't want to deal with the majors. I understand you don't want to deal with the majors. But if you ain't got no independent money or somebody behind you with the independent money, then you got a problem, bro, at the end of the day. Because ain't none of this stuff right here hand out for free. It costs to get on the radio. It costs for marketing. It costs for promotion. It costs for all that. And if you ain't set financially to be able to come out of your pocket, bro, then, hey, I don't know what you're trying to do the independent thing for, but it's cool to run around and scream the independent thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do my independent thing myself, too. But like I said, at the end of the day, you got to be in that situation if you got artists on your label to be able to do something for. And I want to give a shout-out to my brother, man, Family First Entertainment, because that boy is spending that money with his artists right now, man, to make them do what they do. You know what I'm saying? They also performing down there. Shout out to Big Coke on Family First Entertainment. Shout out to Young Jay on Family First Entertainment. Shout out to King James, man, on Family First Entertainment. Shout out to my brother, man. You know, just shout out to all my people. And again, shout out to Nappy Roots, man, forever, for even giving me the chance, man, to be out there on that tour with y'all, man, that Honey City tour. Y'all changed my life, and I'll never forget that, bro. Ever. I'll never forget that. And a shout out again to my guy, DJ Johnny O, man. Dude heard my record, man, and I swear to you, bro, he's trying to take it to another level. And the man ain't charging me a dime. But you hear me? I'm going to make dude my manager off the strength, though. I'm going to make him my manager, bro, just off the strength of him even trying to even show love and work with a boy like me, man. So I appreciate it, man. He working with a real, real dude, real street dude. Hey, shout out to y'all, man, for even giving me this interview today, bro. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Shout out to Kentucky. Shout out to, hey, shout out to everybody, man. I ain't got nothing but love for everybody that's trying to do this music thing. I ain't got nothing but love for everybody. Also, now, I'm going to plug myself with my, you can also find me on my Facebook page. My real name is Dawan, which is D-A-W-A-N, Hopson, H-O-P-S-O-N. That's my real name. You can hit me, send me a friend request. I ain't no funny guy. I run my own page. I ain't got nobody running my page and stuff. When you talk to me, either you're talking to me or even my wife. So don't get on there with no foolishness. But if you want to get on there, hit me up, send me a friend request. That's cool. You can also, hey, like my fan page, Kentucky Boy Fan Page. You can like that. You can also catch me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? At the real underscore KY boy on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, just shout out, man, to everybody. And you can, hey, that's how you can get that, man. If you're trying to book any shows or trying to do any features or anything like that, you can hit me up on my email, therealkentuckyboy@gmail.com, which is therealkentuckyboy@gmail.com. And I ain't even no funny guy like that. Hit me on my line, you hear me? 270-223-7745. 270-223-7745. Y'all trying to do some business, man, get at me, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You trying to do some business with me, you want to feature, you want to do something also with Nappy Roots or anything, any artists. You know, I'm plugged now. You get what I'm saying? So it's all good. Mm-hmm. And also be looking out for that remix, man, of Push Him Down to the Flow. I'm going to do that remix with Pastor Troy, man. I'm going to get him on the remix. But first of all, y'all got to hear the first version first. That's me, my boy, Baby J, and my dude, Jay Reed, Day Midnight. I said Jay Reed. That's his name. That's his rap name, Baby J, Jay Reed. So y'all can check him out, too, man, on Twitter and everything, too. But yeah, like I said, shout out to everybody. Much love, man, for even giving me a chance to do this interview today.
Real talk, bro. We appreciate you taking time out of your oh so busy schedule to don us with your presence for our family, friends, and fans. We have been live on another episode of Independent Everything. This is another one I wish was an hour long. He is the author of Crump there in Kentucky. They call him Kentucky Boy. He is Dawan Hopson. You guys follow this guy, man. Download, stream his music, and just support him, man. He's doing a damn thing. Shout out to the Nappy Roots. Shout out to DJ Johnny O, OG. DJ Johnny O, Nerve DJs. You guys go to Nerve DJs. That's right. Real talk, man. It's my OG. And you guys go ahead and when you're over at the NerveDJsMixtapes.com site, the brand new Young Fallen Angel that is at Young FA21. It is called Hybrid Angel. It is available to you on the Nerve DJ site for a limited time. So is Miss B's The Best That I Got. And Voices, Volume 7. Voice in the Lion's Den. That was one of the newest album releases on the Metal to Music SMG UMG label. And we're proud of what we are doing at Metal to Music. You guys go check them out. Those particular products will be hitting the store soon. Miss B's is already in the store. You can get it at Google Play. You can get it at iTunes. You can get it at Amazon. And then it's everywhere else that allows fine streaming of good hip-hop and rap music. Once again, for Nakia Quas, a.k.a. The Hybrid Queen, and for Delshawn Mays, the one half of the Bars Crew, I am Franz the Hybrid One, And this has been another episode of Independent Everything. Y'all know what it is. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And don't forget to join me tonight. All Things Hybrid Radio via the Spreaker Network, powered by Real Independent Media Group, LLC, out of Brooklyn, New York. I'll be there in about an hour. You guys don't meet me there, beat me there. Say the one.
iTunes, man. Y'all can go get my stuff on iTunes, too. If you like that, that Donkey in the Club, it's on iTunes. And also, they push them down to the floors on iTunes right now.
Go get it, go get it, go get it. Until the next episode of Independent Everything, y'all do it independent. Do it like everything and add a little hybrid to it. Until the next episode. And hybrid.
Hello. Hello.